This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
So the time now is 11:38 and it is our abridged In the Spotlight feature. Is he a good guy? Well, his name suggests that he is absolutely venerable. But his characters, those he plays, especially in How to Ruin Christmas, are questionable, corruptible, father and minister. You've also seen him as Justice, a former world champion boxer, opening a boxing academy in the telenovela Keeping Score. He's Raymond on SABC One's Generations. And of course, the corruptible Vusi Twala, rich dad minister tenderpreneur in How to Ruin Christmas. A versatile actor, many, many different roles, and his name is Saint Sisedi, and he's a self-proclaimed Mosotho, saying, "I'm a Mosotho of Zulu birth." He's going to have to answer me on this one because I'm also a Mosotho. But we do love watching Saint Sisedi on television. His acting is just kind of nuanced, understated. You know, there's some people who overact, overexpress an emotion. And then there's just some people who, just with the use of the language, an intonation, a twitch, the movement of an eyebrow, conveys everything that they're feeling. And that's exactly the character and the caliber of actor that Saint Sisedi is. Good morning. Good morning and welcome to today's edition of The Spotlight.
Good morning, Lerato. Thank you so much for the kind words. I've been listening to you talking to me, talking to people about me, and I was like, wow, is that me?
That's absolutely you. And we love watching you on the telly. Before we go into the work that you do as an actor, I was really intrigued just reading your biography that actually you've got a diploma in marketing and sales management, and you've actually harnessed a career in that field. So you've worked for Universal Music, Ster Kinnicore, the Windy Brow Theatre. So you've had a career in the corporate sector, and then you veered into the actual creative field. Just tell me about that journey and why you followed that particular path in that way.
Well, I don't know. I think I'm a firm believer in something that I heard, but every process has its own infinite wisdom.
Yeah.
I'm always very aware of getting out of my own way. There's sometimes what you think you want, and there's sometimes what you should be having. So yeah, I started. I met speech and drama in high school. I really loved what speech and drama offered. I ran away from maths. and then I took speech and drama, kind of enjoyed it very much. And then school took on a new life because, you know, there was something else rather than double maths on a Tuesday and a Thursday. And then I've always wanted a career in the arts. And the parents were like, most parents would say, "Hey, dude, people are not, I'm not earning there. There are no jobs there. Why would you want to go and study vets to do drama?
Yeah.
Why don't you do something nice that you can fall back on should you need to?"
Yeah.
And the closest that I could get, because I do have quite a business, I guess a business acumen, thing, and marketing has always been, you know, I've always been interested in marketing. So I ended up studying marketing and then following a career in corporate.
Mm-hmm.
But then there was always this thing that, am I missing out?
Yeah.
You know, you might have the corner office, you might have, you know, the title and whatever, the empire and everything that the life in corporate promises. But sometimes, you know, some days you wake up and you're like, there's something I'm missing in life. There's something I'm not doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then around about 2004, I realized that, because what I kept doing was taking on acting jobs while I was in corporate.
Okay.
And it is rough. You end up irritating everybody, including yourself, because it's just not possible. There are 24 hours in a day. So at some point, I had to make a decision. I think it was around about 2002. I said, you know what, let me give this thing a full-time, let me give it a go. Let me give it a full-time go. It's something that I think, you know, I wouldn't want to sit at the age of 60 and say, right, I should have. So, you know.
You just did.
Not being able to, when you're not open to something for 20, you know, available to something 24/7 and you're not fully committed to it, it has its own disadvantages.
Yeah.
So, you know, making that move was a very difficult one, but it was a very easy one inside. It was not easy because then you're leaving the comfort of a nice salary. Your children are going to do without certain things because you're going into the unknown, you know. But I knew that, listen, there has to be more to life. And they're going to help you out.
Yeah.
If this is what you're meant to do, you will succeed in it. I just didn't know how long it would take.
Well, listen, we are really grateful that the flame inside of you refused to die and that the ancestors whispered the way for you, because we really enjoy watching you on our screens. And I know that my whole family has loved every installation of How to Ruin Christmas. You know, it's become sort of the Christmas movie for my family to watch. And every character gives it their best. But you give one of the more memorable performances because, you know, in as much as you parody a lot of the nouveau riche South Africans, but you play it spot on, that role as the father who's so materialistic, so upwardly mobile, socially conscious and aware. You and your wife, all you care about is status. And those are real things. Those are real things in our city.
Those are real things for sure. Yeah. Look, I mean, How to Ruin Christmas is I guess also quite a blessing. It's quite a gift. Well done to, you know, to Burnt Onion. Well done to Netflix for giving us such a thing to work with, because, you know, as you know, everything is all in the script, and then the rest of it is obviously up to the director. Johnny Babuzano was excellent. My fellow actors were like, you know, I've never had such fun, because comedy has got its own little thing, just that thing that you bring, as opposed to the normal melodrama that you're supposed to bring to, you know, normal soapies and stuff.
Yeah.
Comedy has got its own set of challenges, but sure, it is so much fun. I mean, you know, you go home with your sides hurting every single day after working, because, you know, the I don't know, it's like, how did they manage to get these? The casting is brilliant, because you've got literally these, to have those people, they're like a family to me now. We're like family to each other, because that's it, you know, the magic that happens on that set.
Oh my gosh.
No wonder you guys enjoyed, because we enjoyed making it so much,
Oh gosh, okay. And what have been for you the favorite roles to play across the work that you've done? Because you've done telenovelas, you've done soapies, you're doing stuff on the streaming services, film. So, you know, you're across genres.
Yeah, I must say, you know what, Ney, one does get a bit jaded once you, you know, one of the things that you have to balance is the need to work and then also the kind of roles you'd like to take.
Mm.
And it's never an easy thing, because, you know, one of the days it's bad. So you'll take whatever comes because you need the work. But then on a perfect day, when you can select scripts, when you can select things you get involved in, for me, it's become about, you know, running away from the stereotype, because look, we live in the world that we live in, so stories will likely be the same. And me being an actor in my age group with experience and whatever, you normally would end up almost becoming very stereotyped. So I'm always making a point to look for something that is completely removed from what I'm used to. I like roles that are not, got roles that you can bring extra to, you know. You read a good script, it begins with a good script, but once you read a good script and you're excited with it, and I think that's what excites me. One way is this character going? I always look for, I would guess, if I could call it range, or, you know, something that would give me the ability to show my range. So it's not a linear character that's just from scene to scene to scene to episode to episode. I need somebody that there's obviously I enjoy when there's changes as per what is the story arc, where is this person going. I love plotting where this person is one thing and then an inciting incident down the line makes him then become the total opposite. Yeah. Or I enjoy now you know when the character is now a fish out of water. I love those kind of parts.
Yeah.
where you've established that this is where the person is, but what happens should things change in their lives?
Okay.
How do they respond to that? And then that of course gives you the challenge as to how are you going to portray this change? How are you going to show? Like you were saying earlier, it's not just about what comes out of your mouth. It is the nuance. Right. It is the little idiosyncrasies that you build into a character. Does he have a little irritating thing? As much as it might be irritating, but it's happy for a character that when he's nervous, maybe he picks his nose. It might be humor, but it might be whatever. But it's those things that make the character that one plays become believable. Because I think my biggest thing is you want a person that is relatable, that is believable. Like you were saying, it's not like this person is acting.
Yeah, it's got to be nuanced.
Yeah, somebody I know, you know, when I watch other actors and I see that, oh, this is the trick. You're making it look so easy. You make it look like you are this person.
Mm.
But that of course comes with the preparation before. For now, you've looked in the mirror. You've done it for 3 hours in the shower. You've done it for, you know.
Okay.
You've prepared yourself. Yeah.
Okay. So also the themes in the movies and dramas you act in. So let's talk about Ikhaya, for instance, which has been quite a hit in South Africa. You play the main character, a family man with this double life, right? And you've often said, well, here you had to dig deep for that role, but really the material was all around you because a lot of South African men are allegedly leading double lives, as we call them in the city. Okay. So people are having two homes. And it's not even in the context of is Tembu. It's literally somebody is just manifesting two different aspects of their personality with one woman and another woman, and then there are consequences. And so I'm just wondering, thematically, is that where you feel you want to be challenged? It's not so much the role, but the message.
Yeah, I think it's a combination of both. You know, one doesn't want to be involved in
Saint, I'm just going to ask you, I think you're driving or your window just is open. So it's either please shut it so that we don't pick up the wind. That's better.
Okay.
Much better. Yeah.
Yeah. So for me, I think it's a combination of both. Obviously, I want to be challenged as an actor in the role that I take. But then, you know, I think that we have a responsibility as people in the arts or whatever we are doing. It's not just to entertain, but also to you know, it's not just to be topical so that the show becomes a hit, but also to allow people time to introspect and look at themselves. I mean, a lot of people came up to me and some guy was like, hey, banala expose, man, why is that so? And I was like, oh, guy, it's just a story. He says, no, you don't know. It's not just a story. We can't even be home when that thing comes on because we are guilty. And I'm like, yo. So I don't know. I mean, for me, it's always been like, you know, being a child of the 70s, growing up with protest theater in the 80s or 70s and 80s, what have you. I know that there has to be some sort of, you know, there has to be some sort of meaning to what we are doing. It does it. And for me, it's I won't name the channel, but it's those things I don't want.
We know the channel, the one that stereotypes people.
Oh, black ones also. And then that's it. You know, how do we laugh at all the things? It's okay to laugh at them, but where is the positive message and where, you know, people should learn something. People should grow. People should be aware that these things have an impact on others because perhaps while you're busy living that life, you don't know that it has an impact on what kind of impact it has on your family or other people, you know?
Okay, let's talk about language because you speak many languages. You're a polyglot. But, you know, polyglot. Somebody speaks many languages. That's you. You're a polyglot.
I'm learning a new word. I'm happy.
Okay. But that's what you are. Okay. You speak many languages and you speak them fluently. But what that means in a South African context, obviously, is that we always like to put an ident on somebody. Are you Sotho? Are you Zulu? What are you? And I love that your CV says Saint is a Mosotho of Zulu birth. What does that mean exactly? Because I have to tell you, I always thought you were a Mopedi, such as your command of the Sepedi language when you're acting.
No, my dad was a Mosotho, my mom is a Mzulu. So, you know, I've always been against this thing, you are what your dad is, so you are a Mosotho. Like you say, people putting an ident on it and saying, hey, you are a Mosotho. You are a Mosotho actor and you should therefore be looking at Sotho roles. No, I'm a Mosotho of Zulu birth. In my family, I have my mom who's Zulu, my dad who was Sotho, my dad's mom who was Tswana. There are all these different people. I am all of them. So I cannot say ke Mosotho. I am a Mosotho of Zulu birth, mar ngizalwa abantu, and then unale baTswana bakhatla ba mina tsipi mo. So I've got relatives of every kind. I cannot just say ke nna Mosotho. And what you're saying is also quite interesting. I was having a chat with somebody yesterday on set, and then there's this whole thing, like you saying that somebody specifically was referring to Ikhaya, saying how you're taking all our, you are not Pedi, why are you taking the work from the Pedi actors? I'm like, no, the brief was they wanted a Pedi man who could speak Zulu. Can you speak Zulu? No, you can't. Okay, so that's it. So I'm always of the opinion that the character that I'm portraying, I will prepare. So I will take on any language, I will take on whatever, because that's the challenge. I can't just be a Mosotho actor. I am an actor. Finish.
Okay. And in a country with its 12 official languages, the greater the command of those 12, the better your chances of getting more work.
Absolutely. Absolutely true. Yeah.
Okay. So let us talk about future projects and not necessarily what's on the table, unless you want to share with us what's on the table, but what do you aspire to? What's the fantasy in your head? I would love to. You know, this morning we were talking about James Bond. Who's going to be the new James Bond? Do you ever sit there and think to yourself, do you know what? If I could just, you know, cultivate the right British accent, I'm going to go for it. I'm going to audition for James Bond.
Well, even if I might have the accent right, I don't think that, you know... I'll be considered. I'm not nearly as good as
oh my gosh, but the accent is there. You're a shoo-in.
Yeah.
Can you do the stunts? Can you do the stunts? And can you turn? You know when they go do 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 do. You know you gotta. There's a way you've gotta walk as James Bond.
That one I can do in my sleep. I can do that in my sleep. So I don't know. Look, right now there is a project I'm involved in, and it started literally this past Sunday on Mzansi.
Congratulations.
On 161 at 8 PM on the Shaka Ilembe slot. Seriti Films has got a killer 13-part crime drama series called Code 13. I'm not sure if you might have seen it on Sunday.
Okay.
But then it started on this past Sunday. And it's quite a nice role of a baddie, because I've always been this softie that loves his children, that's always in tears because somebody didn't do this. But now this is a baddie, man. This guy's a baddie. So, yeah, man, it's like Denzel Training Day, day vibes, you know.
Yeah.
So I like that kind of thing. Yeah.
Okay, so you are getting out of the typecast and taking on roles that are going to allow us to see you differently.
Yeah, you know, there are only a handful of roles that can allow you that. But right. I mean, you were saying about James Bond. I'm not quite sure if I want to be a James Bond. What I do like and what I can share with you is that I've been working very hard over the past 5 years or so on a talent that had been laying latent.
Oh.
And thankfully, it's come out. I'm a scriptwriter.
Hey.
Developing and writing, and I am hopefully producing soon. And that's the direction that I'm going. Not to say that, you know, I've achieved, you know, the hallmark of success in acting and I'm now done. No. Mm. Acting is part of who I am. I think of myself as a storyteller, and there are many mediums to tell stories, as an actor, as a director, as a writer. That's where my focus is at, because it's literally about wanting to influence the type of stories that come out of our country. So, you know, I'm fighting for the Sesotho Seinfeld, if I may. You know, we're not all stupid sitting there fighting for our Ogugitilana and stuff. There are smart people out there that like the Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
You know, our channels are not happy with that kind of stuff because they'll go for mass appeal.
So clever comedy. Mm-hmm. This Mosotho Seinfeld, I like that. So clever comedy. And then you're doing what quite a few of you have done in your industry, which is saying, I want to go behind the camera. I'm not content just being on camera, but I want to start influencing the direction of the story. And so you are writing your stories as well. So we can look forward to Saint Sesedi, actor, yeah, producer, yeah, director, script writer, the one whose flame refuses to die, which is why he left a successful career in corporate sales and marketing for big companies like Universal Music people, okay, like Sturkinical, okay, to then come and be an actor, really tapping into that passion within. As you said, your newest and latest work is Code 13. Yeah, it's been a buzz. It's the crime drama, we're told, about escaped convicts and the race to capture them. And it's got Zolisa Xaluva, and yeah, it's got Saint Sesedi. And so we've heard quite a bit about it this week. And if I stand to be corrected, Thabang Moleya is part of this. He's directed it as well.
Yebo.
Because he says it's one of his finest works in a while, is what he said online. So Code 13, that's where you can see Saint Sesedi. You would know him from the telenovelas. You would absolutely know him from the Netflix drama. A very versatile character. Sometimes he plays a chief, a tribal chief. He can play a rich man, and now he's playing a baddie. And so for anybody who says, you know what, when all is said and done and you look back at your life, what would you like people to remember about you, Saint Sesedi?
I think my outlook on life. I think that's the most infectious thing that I can share that's positive, because wherever I am, people will tell you, like, hey, we always have such fun on set. Where do you get this energy? And my thing is, you know what, dude, every day that I wake up and I'm like, yo, and I'm alive again, we got another chance to do this thing, you know, another go on God's Ferris wheel. So now I am always happy. I don't care for problems. I mean, they're there, but it's how you decide. You must decide. You choose to be happy, you know. Your circumstance might not be something to be happy about, but if you have a plan and you know that it's there, stick with it and specialize, you know. So now for me, it would be my positive outlook that, listen, if you understand timing and you understand seasons, there's no reason why you should be worried. Never worry.
I do like that. Don't worry, be happy. So says Saint Sesedi. Are you a saint?
I between the hours of 9 and 11 in church, 100% saint. And then a couple past 11 in the parking lot as we're trying to go out, you're like, Bazalana slambile fulan, man! And then the saint starts to wear off a little bit.
Oh,
look,
okay.
It is a hell of a hard name to try and
live up to.
But I mean, it reminds you that, you know, you always have to ask yourself, what would Jesus do? So,
we do love that. Okay, Saint Sesedi, prolific actor, turned writer, soon to be director, definitely on Code 13 right now. Mzansi. There we go. And anything else? We're just watching and rooting for the saint.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.